News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says Israel and Lebanon have agreed to extend the ceasefire involving the Hezbollah militant group by 3 weeks. It came after talks at the White House. As for talks on ending the war with Iran, Trump says he doesn't want to rush it.
I want to get a deal where our nation and the world is safe from lunatics with nuclear weapons.
Meanwhile, John Gambrell reports,
President Trump is threatening to destroy the small boats that the Iranians are using to mine the Strait of Hormuz. This is coming after such small boats were used by Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard to seize two cargo ships passing through the strait. Trump's threat comes as U.S. forces also seized a second oil tanker associated with Iran's oil trade out in the Indian Ocean between Sri Lanka and Indonesia. This ship had been previously sanctioned by the U.S. Treasury over being part of what's known as the Iranian Shadow Fleet, which is bringing that sanctioned crude oil out of Iran and into Asian markets, particularly into China.
Oil prices climbed again today, Brent crude settling above $105 per barrel. And Mike Hempen reports one person was killed and five others wounded in a shooting at the Mall of Louisiana in Baton Rouge.
Police Chief T.J. Moore says two groups arguing in the food court started shooting at each other. Several people have been arrested.
We are still asking for all of the help from the community, any videos that you have, cell phone videos, Crime Stoppers tips. Please keep them coming in. Keep these families in your prayers, especially the deceased victim. I can also report right now that we have five suspects in custody.
Moore says there is no ongoing threat to the public. The mayor of Lafayette, Monique Boulay, says three of the victims were high school students from Ascension Episcopal School. On Sunday in Louisiana, a father shot 8 children, including 7 of his own, in an attack on his family in Shreveport. I'm Mike Hempen.
This is AP News. Kicking it with the Rockettes.
The famous Radio City Dancers held open call auditions for their Christmas spectacular with 1,000 dancers showing up from across the country and around the world, including Brett Rule from Texas.
This is my 4th year auditioning, and every year I've gotten one step closer to making it to the very end, the final round, so just chasing those goals. I've seen the show since I was like 8 years old when I first came to New York, and it's always been the biggest goal of mine.
Choreographer and director of the Christmas Spectacular, Julie Branham, says Rockettes need to know ballet, tap, and jazz.
I think the magic of the Rockettes is their pure joy of dance, their precision, and the fact that they make everything look so easy.
But it's clearly not. Those famous Rockettes' kicks are eye high, straight legs up to the level of their eyes. Not easy. Julie Walker, New York.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.